Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show with G. Rice.
The Heart of Love.
Ooh, yeah.
Radio Show.
Radio Show, yeah.
The Heart of Love.
The Heart.
Radio Show.
Radio Show.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Reverend Dr. G. Wright coming to you live from the D.C. Baltimore area. I love to say that, D.C. Baltimore area. I hope you guys are doing well tonight. Stand with me while I am getting things started here. I just want to say that I am grateful for all the things that God is doing in my life this year.
Life's been serving you some love.
So sit back. Hope you guys are doing well tonight, wherever you guys are, whether you're on Blog Talk Radio, whether you're on Instagram. I hope you guys are doing well tonight. So first of all, I just want to say it's so great to be here. It's great to be with you guys tonight. I'm excited about what God is doing in my life this season. I'm excited about you. I hope you guys are doing well. This is Reverend Dr. G. Wright coming to you live. In the background, I have all things are possible. Because I believe that all things are possible. Do you believe that tonight? We believe it. We hope everything's going well. So, guys, you know, tonight I'm talking about now, think again. So I'm getting started, and I got to tell you guys this. I am grateful. I'm grateful, grateful, grateful for all that God is doing in my life in this season. You know, tonight I'm coming to you from Second Timothy chapter 2, verses 11 to 13. And tonight's message is entitled, Now Think Again. So let me put this on pause. Let me put that on pause. But again, I'm so excited. I'm grateful for what God is doing in my life. Yeah. You know, I'm still celebrating my birthday for the next couple weeks. But, you know, guys, honestly, I'm really grateful for you guys coming through tonight. I'm grateful for everything that you guys are thankful for your prayers. I'm sending this out to a couple of people tonight, and hope you guys can come through, those who I'm sending out. But I appreciate you guys coming through here tonight, because you know it could have been a different thing, but you guys are here. You guys have decided to come here, and I appreciate you guys for coming through. So tonight, guys, I'm coming to you from Timothy, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 11 through 13. And, you know, guys, God's been ministering to my heart and to my spirit, and I'm just saying, yes, Lord, here I am. Here I am. What's going on? What's going on? I hope you're doing well out there. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 11 through 13. First of all, may Lord add a blessing. May Lord bless his word, bless his message, and I pray that people will be touched by what is shared tonight. In Jesus' name, I pray this prayer. Amen. What's going on, Phoenix? What's going on? So tonight I'm coming to you from 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 11 through 13. And it reads, here is a trustworthy saying. If we died with him, we will also live with him. If we endure, we will also reign with him. If we disown him, he will also disown us. If we are faithless, he will remain faithful, for he cannot disown himself. I'm going to tell you guys that tonight. You know, he cannot disown himself. What's going on, Phoenix? What's going on, brother? What's going on, cuz? Got my cousin on here. What's going on? I love my cousin Fanny. And I love our family. So if you guys know me, you know I love our family. And so tonight's message is now think again. Tonight's message is entitled Now. Now think again. You know, sometimes, guys, I'm telling you this, we cannot compare to God and what God can do in our lives. We cannot compare to what he can do. And sometimes I feel it. Sometimes we think like, you know, when I think we cannot compare to God, sometimes I feel as if we cannot go neck and neck with God. We just cannot. Listen, God is going to win every time. You know, we might think if I do this, listen, it's only God's grace and mercy that we are here tonight and that you are where you are right now. You know, thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me. It could have been me. No food. You know, listen to this. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 11 through 13. What's going on? We've got Brian back in the house. Brian is back in the house. Welcome back, Brian. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 11 through 13. I'm going to read it again. Here is a trustworthy saying. If we died with him, we will also live with him. If we endure, we will also reign with him. If we disown him, he will also disown us. If we are faithless, he will remain faithful, for he cannot disown himself. I got my auntie. What's going on, Auntie Francis? You know, first point tonight, are you willing to die for him? The gospel made flesh. The word of God became flesh. Are you willing to die for him? Now listen to this. Now think again. Think about all the things you're experiencing. Think about all the things you are seeing and the different lessons you are learning in your life. Are you willing to die for him? See, the word says, if we died with him, we will also live with him. So if you're willing to say, okay, I'm willing to die for him, guess what? It's saying we will also live with him. So if you die, guess what? With him. If you die in the fellowship of sufferings, if you die with him, if you give yourself for the gospel, guess what? Just as he was raised up again 3 days later, guess what? In the end, you will be raised up again. If you die, guess what? You will also live with him. We will live with him. You know, and the thing about it is this, guys, sometimes we think, I don't want to give up what I have. But what you have is what you have because God's grace and God's mercy. You know, listen, these things that we have, the things you've been blessed with, you cannot take with you. You cannot take them with you when you leave this place. We cannot take these things with us. Now think again. Are you willing to die for him? You know, in Luke chapter 9, verse 23, you might say, I don't want to do that. But listen to this, guys. We have to make some decisions because guess what? Life is continuing. Life continues. And the question is, are we willing? We say, look, if we die with him, we will also live with him. So if you bind up that flesh and you say, you know, I want to serve God. I want to do what God has called me to do. Listen to this. If you die with them, guess what? You're going to live with them as well. In Luke chapter 9, verse 23, it reads, Then he said to them all, if anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. So it's not enough to say, I want to be a Christian. I want to follow Jesus. Hey, Kathy. You know, listen, Luke chapter 9, verse 23, Jesus says, he then said to them all, if anyone would come after me, he must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. So guess what, guys? If we died with them, we will also live with them. But are we willing to get to the point where we do what Jesus says right here? If anyone would come after me, he must deny himself. Are you willing to deny yourself? Are you willing to come? Are you willing to pick up your cross? Take ownership, pick up the things that you need to sacrifice in your life and be willing to do what God's calling you to do. And then what? And follow me and follow me. Are you willing to do that? Are you willing to do that? And that becomes the question. Are you willing to do that? How many of us are willing to say, you know what, Lord, not my will, but your will be done? Not my will, Lord. Lord, I want to do what you call me to do. I want to just preach the gospel. I want to touch lives. But am I willing? Are we willing to deny ourselves, to pick up our cross, take up our cross and follow him? See, because if we die with them, we will also live with them. We will also live with them if we are willing to die with them. And dying with them means what? Denying yourself the things you want to do, picking up your cross, and follow him. You know, and sometimes following Jesus means sometimes people are not going to necessarily be on board with decisions that God places on your heart and in your life for you to do. But if you're willing, if you die with him, you also live with him. See, there's life in making the decision to say yes. There's life in that decision. Each day we're choosing life or death. We're choosing righteousness or darkness. We're choosing right or wrong. We're choosing light or dark. We're choosing what? God's will or God's not, or out of God's will. You know, but are we willing to die for him? Because if we die with them, we will also live with them. You know, Lord. And guys, if you turn to Mark chapter 10, we're going to be going around. If you have your Bibles tonight, we're going to be going around a little bit. Mark chapter 10, verses 29 through 30. It reads, I tell you the truth, Jesus replied. No one who has left home or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or fields for me and the gospel will fail to receive 100 times as much in this present age, homes, brothers, sisters, mothers, children, and fields, and with them persecutions, and in the age to come, eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and the last first. That's 31. But many who are first will be last, and the last first. I want to encourage you tonight. You know, the question is, are you willing to die for him? Are you willing to die for the gospel made flesh? You know, if we die with him, we will also live with him. But guys, don't think that you're leaving some things and you're choosing God over some of the things that are in your life and that's it. It says, Jesus says, I tell you the truth, no one who has left home or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or fields for me and the gospel will fail to receive 100 times as much in this present age and in the age to come, eternal life. If you go to verse 31, but many who are first will be last and the last first. Are you willing to become a servant? If we died with him, we will also live with him. Are we willing to become servants? Because Jesus was a servant. Are we willing to do that? Are we willing to be a light in a dark place? Are we willing to stand up for what we believe? But see, Jesus loved people. See, Jesus loved people that we say you shouldn't love. Jesus loved them. You know, Jesus loved those ones that that people say, oh, you shouldn't love them. Jesus loved them. He showed them love. If we died with them, we will also live with them. So listen, there's nothing that you've given up that God cannot bless. And I want you guys to understand in parentheses in Mark chapter 10, verse 30, we talk about this present age, talk about homes, brothers, sisters, mothers, children, and fields, and with them, persecutions. Listen, persecutions, guys, that comes along with the price of being a Christian. Sometimes you're going to be persecuted because of what you believe, your faith. If we died with him, we will also live with him. I think about the hymn. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I did not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ, the solid rock, I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. You know, praise the Lord. You know, are you willing to die for the gospel? Now, for those who are coming on, tonight's message is entitled, Now Think Again. Good evening to everyone, and blessed Tuesday evening. Praise God. Welcome, cousin. You know, listen, in Philippians chapter 1, verse 21. Yeah, if you have your Bibles, we're going back and forth. You know, guys, I'm telling you this. My goal is to be obedient and do what God's called, place in my heart to do. And I'm excited about the moves that he's making in my life. And guys, listen, I just want to encourage you guys to think about it. Think about this thing. Now think about it. Think again. Brian is back. Amen. In Philippians chapter 1, verse 21, it reads, For to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Is your life about living for Christ? Are you focused on living for Christ? It says, the writer says, For to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. What do you gain? Eternal life. If we died with him, we will also live with him. Now, I'm coming from 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 11 through 13. You know, are we willing to become fellowship in those sufferings? You know, now think again. Now, we go in verse 12. It says, if we endure, we will also reign with him. See, sometimes we give up. We don't endure. We just keep going until... No, if our faith is built on material things, if our faith is not built on a solid rock, if our faith is not built on a strong foundation, if our foundation is not built on the word of God and not this quick feel-good thing, gospel, if our faith is not built on the rock, because listen, sometimes we're going to go through some things. When we go through, are we going to endure? Well, the word of God says in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 12, it says, if we endure, we will also reign with him. I want to encourage you tonight to continue to endure. I want to encourage you that no, regardless of what you're going through, regardless of what you're experiencing, keep on keeping on. Are you willing to reign with him? If you're willing, that means you got to be willing to stay the course. Stay the course. Am I willing to live for him? If we endure, we will also reign with him. This is not the season for us to give up. This is not the season for us to say, you know what, I want to do it my way. No, I want to endure. I want to keep moving forward. I want to do what God has called me to do. Are you willing to reign with him? And I'm saying, Lord, I am willing. I am willing to endure because I will also reign with you, Lord. I will reign with him. If we endure. So I want to encourage you not to give up. And when we say, Lord, not my will, but your will be done. Sometimes, guys, I want you to understand that God's will being done, sometimes it hurts us. But you know what? Guess what? There's a plan for everything that happens under the sun. And when we're hurt, guess what? God will. There's a balm in Gilead. Yes, there is a balm in Gilead. If we endure, we will also reign with him. It's not the end of the story. So if you feel like I'm suffering, Lord, I'm going through this and I'm going through that, I'm experiencing this, when I turn a corner, I'm experiencing that, I want to encourage you to continue to endure, because if you endure, if I endure, if we endure, we will also reign with him. You know, in John chapter 14, verse 3, John 14, verse 3. Jesus says, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you may, that you also may be where I am going, where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going. Let me tell you something, guys. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you may, that you also may be where I am. And that's John 14, verse 3. Let me tell you this, guys. If we endure, we will also reign with him. He's, God will, has not forgotten about us. Jesus Christ will come again. He will come back for us. He will take us unto himself. Are you willing to reign with him? That means that you've got to be willing to endure. That means you got to be willing to say, I'm going to go through this situation. And although I'm going through this situation will not break me. He will never leave me nor forsake me. I'm not in this thing by myself. Wherever you are tonight, I want you to tell yourself, I am not in this thing by myself. Tonight, if you come again, tonight's message is entitled, Now Think Again. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 11 through 13. Hey, Ayana says, on point. Praise God, Ayana. Now, Minister G on Facebook Messenger says, I've never seen so many that are branding themselves and not seeking God for his plan and desire. They don't seek God or their leading of the Holy Spirit because they want to remain in control. Whoo! You said it right there, Minister G. I'm going to say this again. I've never seen so many that are branding themselves and not seeking God for his plan and desire. They don't seek God or they leading or the leading of the Holy Spirit because they want to remain in control. People don't want to die to the flesh and live in the spirit because they can't be the focal point. All right, Minister G. Thank you for sharing that. Brian says, come on now. Yeah, Brian's back in the house, y'all. Brian's back in the house. That's so true. You know, and the thing about it is, are you willing to reign with him? You got to be willing to endure. It's not going to always be pretty. It's not going to always feel comfortable. It's not going to always smell nice. Sometimes, guys, your hand is going to become dirty in the work. Sometimes your hand, you're going to go through some things. Sometimes you're going to have some trials and tribulations. Sometimes you're going to have some disappointments. Sometimes you're going to have some heartaches and some heartbreaks. But if we endure, we will also reign with him. It's not always pretty. It doesn't always look good. And we say, Lord, thy will be done. And God gives us this plate. And we might say, Lord, that tastes bitter. I don't want that. Lord, I want what you would have for me. And God gives us our daily bread. He places that plate and on in front of us. And sometimes we don't like the things that we have to go through in that season. Lord, I wanted different type of meat. And I don't like this type of meat, but this is the type of meat that we need in this season. This is the type of thing that you need that's going to help you for the season after this to make you strong. You need to go through this pain. You need to go through this hurt. And sometimes we say, Lord, I don't want that. But we say, Lord, thy will be done. But when it happens, we say, Lord, what in the world is going on right now? Why am I going through this? You know, Ayana says this, you will gotta go through the storm. You gotta go through the storm. It makes you stronger in the end. Praise God. That's so true, Ayana. You will. You gotta go through the storm. You will. You gotta go through the storm. It makes you stronger in the end. Thank you, Ayana. That's so true. You know, we want to endure. We want to go through it, but we don't really want to go through when it really happens. We can't have a testimony without a test. I can't tell you that God will make a way out of no way if I've never been in that place to see, to experience, not knowing what was going to happen next. But like Minister G was saying, some of us don't want to, we want to stay in control. Now, if you say you want to follow God, you want to follow Christ, you want to do what God's called you to do, now think again. Now think again. This is some real stuff tonight. John chapter 16, verse 33. Jesus says, I've told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world, you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world. Let me tell you something tonight, guys. Let me tell you something tonight. If we are willing to reign with him, if we endure, we will reign with him. Listen to this. Jesus says again, I'm going to read it again, in John chapter 16, verse 33, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. Have peace in Jesus. Have peace in what in his word. Have peace in what he said. In this world, you will have trouble. It didn't say you might have trouble. It didn't say that things are going to be easy, like Sunday morning. It didn't say that. It says, in this world, you will have trouble. But take heart. I have overcome the world. But take heart. You might be going through something right now, but take heart. You might be dealing with some pain, but take heart. Like Brian says, trouble doesn't last always. And take heart, but take heart. You might be going through, but take heart. Minister G says, people want the light and recognition, but not the long-suffering patience and growing pains. We want the easy way. How come that person has this anointing? That person spent time with God. That person spent time in prayer. You might be going through some things, but take heart. I have overcome the world. You might be going through something, but remind yourself, Jesus has overcome the world. And if you go back a chapter before that in John chapter 15, where Jesus saying, I am the vine. I'm the true vine and my Father is the gardener. Listen, let's remain in him. Remain in him. Remain in Jesus. Regardless of what you're going through, remain in him. He will remain in you. Remain in him. If we endure, we will also reign with him. If we endure. And when you're enduring, you keep your hands on the plow and you're looking forward. You're not looking back. You keep your focus on God. You're turning your eyes upon Jesus. And if we endure, we will also reign with him. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. Yes, yes, yes. Listen, listen, this is the truth. This is the truth. If we endure, we will also reign with him. Trouble don't last always. Is that so true? In this world, you will have trouble. But take heart. So if you're going through, I want to encourage you tonight to keep on enduring. I want to encourage you that there's a season for everything that happens under the sun. God has not forgotten about you. He's saying, take heart. I have overcome the world. I have overcome the world. You know, now think again. That's a nice message. Tonight's message entitled, Think Again. What's going on, Brother Willie? Now think again. You know, I think about the clock system. Is my living in vain? No, of course not. It's not all in vain because up the road is eternal gain. Now, 1 Corinthians. You know, and I have that going in my head right now. You know, that song, is my living in vain? Listen to this, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58. And it reads, therefore, my dear brothers, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. I want to tell you tonight that being godly is not in vain. That doing what God is telling you to do and the following the leading of the Holy Spirit is not in vain. Taking the upper road is not all in vain. Treat your neighbor as you want to be treated is not all in vain. Striving to do better and do what God's called you to do is not in vain. If we endure, we will also reign with him. Let me tell you something. If you endure, if you're willing to endure, guess what? I want to tell you this. God is with you. He'll bring you through. Jesus says, I've overcome. I'm going to tell you this. Do all that you do and give God the glory. Listen to this. Know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. Are you willing to endure? Are you willing to reign? Are you willing to reign? Are you willing to reign with him? Are you willing to endure? Are you willing to stay the race? Are you willing? You know, guys, tonight, guys, I'm going to tell you something. Whoo, glory. I'll share that with you another time. You know, God has helped me, and he's helped me in this season, and I'm helping me every season. But, you know, well, listen to this. Revelation chapter 14, verse 13, it says, then I heard a voice from heaven say, write, blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on. Yes, says the Spirit, they will rest from their labor, for their deeds will follow them. Let me tell you something, guys. Are you willing to reign with them? Are you willing? Are you willing to endure? If you're willing to endure, if we endure with him, we will also reign with him. Praise the Lord, cousin. Yeah, keep your eyes on the sparrow. Stay focused. Are you willing? Are you willing? You can because he's overcome the world. You can endure because he has overcome. He says, I have overcome. Guess what? You can overcome too. First point tonight, are you willing to die for him, the gospel made flesh? Two, are you willing to reign with him? Third point, are you willing to stand up for him? And my brother on IG says this, sorry I'm late, but God is speaking louder these days than any other time. We need to get into the spiritual realm. That's so true, bro. That's so true, man. That's so true. My brother Derek on IG says, I'm going to say it again, but God is speaking louder these days than any other time. We need to get into the spiritual realm. Amen. Listen, guys, this is not our final destination. This is not our final destination. I want to encourage you to find your purpose and to do your purpose and to live your purpose. Now, am I perfect? No. Are you perfect? No. But let's strive for perfection. Let's strive to be the men and women God has called us to be. Now think again. Are you willing to stand for him? Stand up for him. Now going back, guys, to 2 Timothy verse 2, chapter 2, the second half of verse 12, it says, if we disown him, he will also disown us. If we disown him, he will also disown us. Do you know how many times we sometimes disown God? Are you a Christian? No, I'm not a Christian. I saw you go to church. Oh, no, I'm not this. You know, like sometimes, guys, we disown God. We just give God Sunday. Saturday night or early Sunday morning, and the whole 24 hours Sunday, and that's it. But the word says, if we disown him, he will also disown us. Think about that, guys. What area of your life or in your life are you not allowing God to be God in your life? Now, guys, I want to tell you this. Being a Christian doesn't mean you're perfect. It means you understand it is God's grace and mercy. Because even in our best day, what we consider to be good is like filthy rags of rags. You know, the blood of Jesus covers us. So even in no matter how good we think we are, guess what? Without the blood of Jesus, But it says, if we disown him, he will also disown us. How many people, when they go up through something, they disown God? But the second, when they go through something, they're like, Lord, I need you. Then God blesses them. Then they gone again. Hey, weren't you calling on the name of the Lord just a minute ago? And God showed up. Now you're gone. But the word of God says, if we disown him, he will also disown us. What do you guys think about that? Oh, wow. Derek goes there on IG. Derek says, we distance ourselves when we do something as small as worry. Whew. Glory. Yeah, Derek. Mm. You know, whew. In Matthew chapter 7, verse 21-23. Matthew chapter 7, verse 21-23. And I appreciate those who are staying here, those who are sharing this on your pages as well. Matthew 7, 21-23. For from within, out of men's hearts, come evil thoughts, sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, lewdness, envy, slander, arrogance, and folly. All of these evils come from inside and make a man unclean. Okay, I'm looking to. Oh, okay. I'm in the wrong chapter, guys. Matthew chapter 7. I was like, okay, that had nothing to do with what I was talking about. Matthew chapter 7, verse 21-23. It reads, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and in your name drive out demons and perform many miracles? Then I will tell them plainly, I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers. Mm. Ooh, this goes along with what Mr. G was saying about people wanting to just do their own thing, but wanting to be in control. You know, it's like this. God will use your gifts. Your gifts come without repentance. God will use your gifts. And he will even use your gifts to bring people to Jesus Christ. But what is it to do all those things and bring people to Jesus Christ? And we don't know him ourselves. We don't have that relationship with him ourselves. God will use your gifts to bless others. But would you want to be in that place where you've done all these things? You say, Lord, Lord, but you haven't done the will of the Father? If we disown him, he will also disown us. Am I going, are you going, are you and I, are we going in our own name or in Jesus' name and representing God, but we're not trying to have a relationship with God to be led by the Spirit? You know, Derek on IG says this, because we're not giving him our troubles where he gets joy out of helping us because we believed in him. Yeah. Thank you for sharing, Derek. Thank you for sharing, bro. You know, guys, are you willing to stand up for him? Because if we disown him, he will also disown us. You know, guys, I'll say this, guys. This season is real. Life is real. Life is real. We're not promised the next second. But the question is, are we going to be that light? Are we going to be that light in the darkness? Spread that love. Are we going to be conduits for God to use, for the Holy Spirit to use? Are you willing to stand up for him? In James chapter 4, verses 4 through 8, it reads, you adulterous people, don't you know that friendship with the world is hatred toward God? Anyone who chooses to be a friend of the world becomes an enemy of God. Or do you think Scripture says without reason that the Spirit he caused to live in us envies intensely? But he gives us more grace. That is why Scripture says God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Submit yourselves then to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Come near to God, and he will come near to you. Wash your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Listen, are you willing to stand with them? Submit to the Lord. Resist the devil. Come to God, and guess what? He will come nigh to you wherever you are right now. Are you willing to stand up for him? If you deny him, guess what? He will deny you. You know, and guys, this is not a playtime. This is for real. This is for real. I appreciate those who've come through and have said hello and gave a response. I appreciate you guys coming through. It lets me know you guys are coming through. In Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21, it says, the tongue has the power of life and death, and those who love it will eat its fruit. You're speaking life, you're speaking death, and guess what? You're having to eat the fruit of your lips, the things that come out of your mouth. If you deny him, guess what? He will also deny you. You know, guys, in this season, guys, I want to encourage you to get your relationship right with the Lord, your personal relationship with the Lord. Oh, man. You know, I got to say this. The word of God is real, guys. The word of God is real. I'm going to read this. Isaiah 59:19. From the west, men will fear the name of the Lord, and from the rising of the sun, they will revere his glory. For he will come like a pent-up flood that the breath of the Lord drives along. Verse 20, the Redeemer will come to Zion, to those in Jacob who repent of their sins, declares the Lord. As for me, go to verse 21, as for me, this is my covenant with them, says the Lord. My spirit who is on you, and my words that I put in your mouth, will not depart from your mouth, or from the mouths of your children, or from the mouths of their descendants from this time on and forever, says the Lord. Are you willing to stand up for him? Because listen, if we disown him, he will also disown us. But we draw nigh. Guess what? He's going to draw nigh to us. This is a season. Hear the Lord, the word of the Lord. Hear the voice of the Lord for yourself. Now think again. Are you willing to be faithful to him? Are you willing to be faithful to him? Not to religion, but to God, to his spirit. Are you willing? Not to religion. I'm not talking about being religious. I'm talking about having a relationship with God. Personal relationship with Jesus Christ. If we are faithless, he will remain faithful, for he cannot disown himself. He's not going to be faithless. If we are faithless, he will remain faithful. Praise God, someone. If we are faithless, he will remain faithful. Faithful, for he cannot disown himself. We are no match for God, even on our best day. Even on our best day. You might think, oh, I'm a good person. I'm this and I'm that. Listen, you're saved by God's grace. Now think again. Tonight's message is titled, Now Think Again. It is and will always be about Jesus Christ. It will always be about God. Doing God's will. What did God create you to do? What gifts did he place within you to reach the masses? Are you willing to be faithful to him? And out of that faithfulness comes obedience. So when God tells you, listen, it's time for you to take a rest, you take a rest because, you know, you've got to be obedient. If he tells you to go, you go. If he tells you to stop, you stop. But are you willing to be faithful to him? not to people's whims and what people want to say, but what God is telling you for you in your life. In Romans chapter 5, verse 8, it reads, "But God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us." While we were sinners, while we weren't even thinking about God, he died for us. Even when we are not faithful, he will remain faithful. That's who he is. That's who he is. And whew, you guys doing okay tonight? I hope you guys are doing okay tonight. I'm almost done, guys. I know I got started just a little late. I am almost there. You know, in James chapter 4, verse 10, it reads, "Humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will lift you up." I'm going to tell you this. He will lift you up. Are you willing to be faithful to him? Even while we're faithless, even if we are faithless, he will remain faithful. But listen to this. What's going on, Steph? What's going on tonight? Tonight's message is entitled, "Now Think Again." I'm coming from 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 11 through 13. You know, humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up. We don't have to be faithless. Humble ourselves, and he will lift you up. Be humble. Be teachable. Be willing to learn. Are you willing to be faithful to him? I didn't want to focus on the scriptures. The part says, if we are faithless, he will remain faithful. Listen, even our worst days, God's going to still remain faithful. Praise God that he remains faithful. He remains faithful even when we're faithless. Even when we're saying, "Lord, I'm afraid to do this on my own. I'm afraid to go about this by myself." Listen, he is still faithful, even when we're faithless. Even when we're doubting, even when we are doubting what he is saying to us, he is still faithful. And I just want to encourage you, humble yourself in the sight of the Lord. If you don't understand what God is doing, if you don't understand, humble yourself, and he will lift you up. And guys, I don't know about you, but I love Joshua chapter 1, verses 6 through 9. Chapter 1, verses 6 through 9, it says, "Be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their forefathers to give them. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Do not let the book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." Listen, he's the same today, tomorrow, and evermore. That's right. That's what Derek says on IG. That's right, Derek. Listen, are you willing to be faithful to him? That's my question for you. If we are faithless, he will remain faithful. For he cannot disown himself. Sometimes, guys, we're going through some things, and it's hard for us to stay focused on keeping our eyes on the Spirit, as Brian said on Facebook Messenger, on the post on Facebook. Listen to this. We got to be strong and courageous regardless of what we're going through. Don't give up, but thanks be to God that even when we are faithless, he will remain faithful. God will remain faithful when he cannot disown himself. Praise the Lord for his grace and mercy. Your grace and mercy has brought me through. I'm living each moment because of you. I didn't forget the other part. I'm not going to try to say it. I've got the last two lines. But listen to this. Tonight's message, "Now Think Again." If you're saying you're in this for the long haul, now think again. Think again. Think again. My question is for you tonight. Are you willing to die for him, the gospel made flesh? Are you willing to reign with him? Second point. Third point, are you willing to stand up for him? Fourth point, are you willing to be faithful to him? Let's bring this thing home. Now think again. See, sometimes, guys, we have to count the cost. Sometimes we're saying, I believe you, God, but we're not willing to die for him. Sometimes we're not willing to endure for him. Sometimes we disown him so we can either be cool or we can try to fit in with the cool people, even the cool people in the church. And sometimes, guys, even when we're faithless, we're saying that we're faithful people and we're full of faith, even when we're faithless, if we are faithless, guess what? He never changes. He will remain faithful. That's God's grace and mercy. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, wherever you are. Praise the Lord for his grace and mercy. That he's not giving us what we really deserve. You know, guys, if God is calling you, you hear someone calling your name and you're like, were you calling me? Listen, just say, here I am. Just say, here I am, Lord. I don't know if you guys have ever experienced that, somebody calling your name. You're like, I know I'm here by myself. I hear you, Derek. I hear you. In First Samuel 3, verses 1 through 9, where the Lord was calling Samuel, and Samuel kept on thinking that Eli was calling him. He's like, here I am. And then it finally hit Eli. He said this. In verse 6, and the Lord called Samuel. And Samuel got up and went to Eli and said, here I am. You called me. My son, Eli said, I did not call. Go back and lie down. Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord. The word Lord had not yet been revealed to him. The Lord called Samuel a third time, and Samuel got up and went to Eli and said, here I am, you called me. Then Eli realized that the Lord was calling the boy. So Eli told Samuel, go and lie down. And if he calls you, say, speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. So Samuel went and lay down in his place. The Lord came and stood there calling as the other times, Samuel, Samuel. Then Samuel said, speak, your servant is listening. I want to encourage you tonight that God might be calling your name right now, saying, speak. And guess what? Say, I will listen. God wants to speak to you. God wants to encourage us tonight. And I believe that if God's calling you and he's trying to talk to you, listen. God's trying to speak to us through some of the things we're experiencing. Listen. Listen. Now think again. Just say, here I am, Lord. Here I am, Lord. Here I am, Lord. Heaven is waiting for you. My brother Derek here on IG says this, I said it once and I'll say it again. Everyone want to go to heaven, but nobody want to buy a ticket. You know, guys, are you willing to buy that ticket? Heaven is waiting for you. God is waiting for you. If you're saying you want to do what God's called you to do, now think again. Now think again. Now think again. You know, and hear the Lord. This is the season, guys. Hear what the Lord is saying to you. And, guys, this is like what I'm about to do. I'm about to take my behind and go to sleep in a minute. And when he calls my name and say, here I am, Lord. Here I am, Lord. Because guess what? God wants to give us a new word today. God wants to give us a fresh word. He wants to give us a rhema word. If you're saying you're in this, now think again. Hear the Lord. Second Corinthians chapter 7, verse 14, it says this, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Tonight's message again, Now think again. Coming from 2 Timothy verses 2, chapter 2, verses 11 through 13. Here's a trustworthy saying. If we died with him, we will also live with him. If we endure, we will also reign with him. If we disown him, he will also disown us. If we are faithless, he will remain faithful, for he cannot disown himself. The Lord is calling us tonight. The Lord's calling you. He's calling me. Are you willing to say yes? Are you willing to say yes? Now think again. I want to say God bless you guys. I thank you for those who come through. Those on Facebook, please share this message on your pages. Please click share. You know, thank you for those who have said prayers for me. Those, some people have even blessed me through Cash App, and I appreciate you guys. I appreciate you guys. Please keep praying for my ministry, Fireheart Ministries. This is the Heart Love Radio Show. I'm Reverend Dr. G. Wright. It's always good to be here, and I appreciate those who've come through on IG as well as on Facebook and also on Blog Talk Radio. I want to say God bless you. Continue keeping your thoughts and prayers. Check out my book, A Poet's Heart, on Amazon.com. Just look for Reverend Dr. G. Wright. And for my music, just look for me, G. Wright. Just look for G. Wright on the online music stores. You can find my music there. I want to say God bless you. Thank you so much for coming through. Thank you so much for your prayers. Please let me know how this message has blessed your hearts tonight. Thanks for firing me up. And now I can't go to bed. Love you, my brother. Love you too, Derek. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you for coming through and staying. Thank you for those who come through and not just giving some words and then go. But I do appreciate those who come through. I really do appreciate those who have. What's going on? Auntie Sheila came on. Good night. Please share this. And if you haven't caught, listen to it, please check it out when you get a chance to. And guys, please let me know how this message has encouraged you in your walk with the Lord. I want to say God bless you. I pray that God will touch your hearts, your lives, and your families. And I pray that you will become on fire for the Lord and for what he's wanting to do in your life. I pray that you will find your purpose, and you'll walk in that purpose, and you'll do what God has called you to do. I want to say thank you guys for coming through. Thank you, Aunt Sheila. Thank you, Cuz Aunt. You know, God bless you, and I appreciate you. I love my family. I love you guys. Church, my church family, my spiritual family, God bless you. I want to say, guys, appreciate you guys again. Be encouraged. And continue keeping your thoughts and prayers. And I will hopefully see you again on Thursday from 9 to 10. God bless you.